This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Nara Goya. The Arunachal Fashion Week 2026 commenced on Saturday at Interior Park, Naharlagan, with a vibrant display of indigenous textiles and contemporary design. Inaugurating the 8-day event, Chief Minister Pema Khandu announced the establishment of a creative economy cell within the CMO to support local artists and artisans. The new cell aims to provide a dedicated platform for showcasing Arunachal crafts globally. The Night of Opulence opener showcased a fusion of traditional tribal weaves and modern silhouettes. The event will continue till 21 March, featuring designer-artisan collaboration and public exhibitions. BAIC exhibition and event successfully organized BAIC Connect Itanagar, a knowledge sharing and networking platform bringing together architects, engineers, government officials, builders, and industry leaders to discuss the future of architecture, urban planning, and infrastructure development in Arunachal Pradesh. The event was organized in collaboration with the Architects Association of Arunachal Pradesh. The success of BAIC Connect Itanagar highlighted the strong commitment of the professional and government community in Arunachal Pradesh towards building a sustainable, resilient, and future-ready built environment. In a significant step towards advancing Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, 57 families from Puging village alongside residents from Ramsing and Janwo villages have signed the MOU for pre-feasibility report towards the construction of the dam with the government of Arunachal Pradesh. This process builds upon earlier support extended by other villages where 297 out of 302 families in Komkar and 105 out of 120 families in Karko had previously signed MOUs. At Simong village, 194 out of 240 families previously signed the MOU. The 9th edition of the Hampan Dada tournament under 16 for boys and girls in underway at Jubilee Ground, Teju, bringing together young athletes from across the district to compete in volleyball and football events. A total of 26 teams are participating in the tournament. The tournament is being organized by the Department of Sports in collaboration with the district administration, Lohit District. From the tournament, 2 football teams and 2 volleyball teams will be selected to represent Lohit District at the upcoming state-level competition, where a total of 55 delegates, including players and team officials, will represent the district. The Department of Legal, Methodology and Consumer Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Consumer Rights and Organization, Papumpare District Unit, today observed World Consumer Rights Day at the premises of the District Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, UPIA. The theme of this year is Safe Products, Confident Consumers. On the occasion, Dr. Divya Tanna, Assistant Controller cum District Consumer Protection Officer, informed that the District Consumer Commission at UPIA has disposed of 26 cases during the current year, while 12 consumer cases are presently under process. Participants were also informed about filing complaints through National Consumer Helpline and e-Dakhil portal. A training program for community resource persons, popularly known as Krishi Sakhis, on natural farming under the National Mission on Natural Farming was conducted by the Agriculture Department at Tawang. The program witnessed the participation of 72 CRPs representing 36 clusters, along with entrepreneurs from bioresource centers and officials from Agriculture Department. Pema Deng Chen, District Agriculture Officer, Tawang, highlighted the growing importance of natural farming as a sustainable agricultural approach. The Itanagar Municipal Corporation, under the guidance of Mayor Likha Nari, is on a mission to revamp ICR. The corporation this time has initiated numerous multimedia campaigns across the region to instill civic sense amongst its residents. Some of the eye-catching campaigns with interesting captions includes the IMC Tisri Ankh, Wall of Oops, and IMC Cleanest Colony Award, and the IMC Sub Chintak Initiative, urging residents to click, capture, and report any defaulters. A mass social service drive was carried out at the 2 major garbage dumping black spots in Duimuk under the initiative of B-Sector Women Welfare Committee. It was a collaboration with SDO Duimuk and Urban Development and Housing Department. The program saw active participation from Duimuk Students' Union, executive members, self-help groups of Amba, and support from the GPC and GPM of Duimuk and Amba. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.